Sorry, Carla. good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? We're glad that you're here. I said sorry because I forgot to turn on the digital recorder right away, so I missed the majority of the prelude this morning. And I know some of the people at home say they appreciate being able to hear it, and so I apologize. But we want to welcome you today. We're glad that you're with us in the midst of everything that's happening. And we want to welcome all of those that are listening online, and we're glad that you're here today, and we want to welcome you on this second Sunday after Epiphany. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking a little bit about how do we tune in with God. And we'll be looking at a passage out of the Old Testament. And so as we begin our service this morning, let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria. Join together for our call to worship. What a great day for rejoicing!
God is touching our lives and our hearts with peace.
In so many ways, God is speaking to each one of us.
We hear the call of God, lifting us up and causing us to sing with joy.
Sing, brothers and sisters, sing with delight. Come, let us worship and celebrate. Let's join together. We're going to be singing that hymn in the garden. We're going to be singing two verses. Respond with our lives. Mold us in your image. Fashion us for your service. Form us in your likeness. Breathe in us the spirit of love, the spirit of Christ, in whom we pray. Amen. You may be seated this morning, and I'm going to invite our kids to come down this morning, if they would. Well, good morning. Boy, don't you girls look so pretty with your dresses on today. And Chase, yeah. Chase, you look pretty too, so.
God may say something to us when we're maybe reading our Bibles. or reading some kind of devotional book. God may speak to us when we're in the class downstairs or in the service here in a variety of ways. You may be out in your backyard in the woods playing, and you just were looking around and seeing all the beautiful things and see the squirrels running around and bunny rabbits, and you all of a sudden just have this overwhelming sense of how good God is. That is how God speaks to us. It presses on our hearts. But sometimes I think we miss that because everything's going on and it's such a noisy, crazy world. In our minds, we have so many things on our minds that we sometimes miss what God might be saying to us. And so I want to encourage you, even young, Samuel is young. And so I think it tells us that maybe even God can speak to us when we're young. Okay? All right. Here you go.
Well, we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning, and maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share before we go to prayer today. There's lots of needs. You can see the names I added to our prayer concerns there, several different ones. But if you have a need this morning that you would like to share, we'll let you do that before we pray. Someone this morning. Oh, quiet. Go ahead, Becky.
Just keep on me. I mean, she's been overcome several times this last couple weeks, and I don't know, they seem like they might have found some other cancer, but so she's got to start this treatment if they can get it approved. And at first, it wasn't going to get approved, this medicine, so she needs prayer. It's just,
yes. Well, and Dana was sharing some things with me about that and how they need to rewrite the way they worded it for the insurance, which, you know what, I've seen that happen with a lot of different people before. And so hopefully they'll be able to get that. But we need to continue. She's on our monthly. Continue to pray for healing there, definitely. Someone else is more. Go ahead. Yes. Yeah.
She will be, but she is going farther in the house than what she had been, so she still needs some prayers.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. But yes, it will be a while because of some of her preconditions she had already. So we want to continue lifting up Jody Cron in our prayers. Someone else? Yeah. What was the last name again?
Drake.
Rake, okay.
Drake.
Oh.
Drake.
Okay. So we want to remember the Drake family in our prayers then this morning. And someone else? Anybody else? Yeah.
Well, we need to really pray for our country this week, because the inauguration is happening on Wednesday.
Yes. Yes, we do. We definitely do. And we need to pray for peace. And, you know, we've seen bits and pieces of things like that if you go back far enough in our history. But this is, So we definitely need to keep that in our prayer, our nation, and everything with that's going on in Washington this week. Go ahead.
Got back to whatever
Okay, so we want to remember Gloria in our prayers this morning. Yeah, if somebody jumps right on and starts talking to you and you don't recognize their name sometimes, yeah. I thought I saw another hand. Yeah, go ahead. Ellie.
I've been praying for the big day, you know, inauguration, Dan. And I've been praying for the giant high school or a blizzard.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate that. Anybody else this morning?
Yeah. Unspoken.
Okay. Unspoken this morning. We want to continue remembering those on our monthly. Lots of different ones there that I'm sure many of you are praying for. We want to continue remembering our first responders, the medical staff, and all of them. We know one of the ladies that works at the VA. I think, I can't remember if I shared this last week or I may have shared it in the Bible study group, but she's been through both of her shots and doing well and not having any issues there on the vaccine. So glad to hear about that. Jackie Painter finally got word that she has no COVID. Which she was concerned about because she was wanting to go home, but she said now that the test came back negative that she'll probably be going home because she's been in the hospital for, gosh, what has it been? Almost 2 months, I think. Yeah. And then some of you may have heard, some of you may have not, but we want to remember Beth West, who was diagnosed with COVID. I just found out yesterday, and she was in the hospital for 3 days. She's home. I talked to her. She still has that cough and some mild difficulty breathing, but she says she's feeling better. We want to continue keeping her in our prayers. Donnie Clevenger, Connie's husband, had a mild stroke this week. He's doing fine. He's home. He had had some numbness in his arm and fingers. And Connie said, come on, we're going. And they found out. But we appreciate your prayers for him this morning. And then also I found out from Connie that Janet Pence, they had brought hospice in for Janet Pence. And she's not doing well. She has stopped eating, Connie said. So it could be in a matter of weeks or less. And so if we remember the for Janet and the Pence family today, they would probably definitely appreciate that.
We need to remember Carla.
Yes, we do. You know, it's funny. I thought about that when she came back and started playing, and I thought, man, you know, we've never mentioned her about praying for her, because I have no idea how she's going to be camping for over a month. In her condition. Brad's going to be doing everything. But anyways, they're hoping to travel here soon as the pickup truck gets fixed. So we appreciate your prayers for them also and for Carla, because sooner or later, both knees are going to have to be replaced. And any other concerns this morning? Okay, so there's all those that have been mentioned. Appreciate your prayers for those as she plays. I'll give you a chance to pray and then I'll come and close this out. Thank you. gracious God, as we pause today, we want to thank you for your goodness in our lives, your grace, your love. We're thankful for Jesus and all that he taught and did in giving his life for us. We're thankful for the blessings in our lives. We're thankful for the doctors and nurses that have been working so hard, and all of the specialists that have been working to come up with vaccines and healing measures during all that we've been facing. And God, we are grateful today. We want to let you know. And we ask that you would continue to watch over our church family and our loved ones and all those that are here today. May you continue to keep them safe, and thank you so much for your grace and strength in our lives during these times, as we have had to make adjustments, and it's just things have just been different because of everything that's going on. And God, we lift up those that have been mentioned today. We lift up Bonnie today, God. Lord, we're first of all asking, as they refile, we're asking for approval for that treatment. We pray for your healing touch and grace to be upon her. And we lift up Jody, God, as we're asking for your continued healing treatment for her lungs, God. We lift up Beth today, Lord, asking for your healing touch and grace to be with her today as she's battling the COVID. Lord, we just pray for your healing there. We lift up Donnie this morning, Lord, asking for your healing touch for him and your grace. Lord, we lift up Gloria, God, as she is battling COVID also. We just pray for her and lift her up today as she's been mentioned. Lord, we lift up Carla, Lord, asking for your healing touch and strength and grace for her through this time until she's able to get that surgery. And we're thankful for that. Lord, we lift up the Drake family today, Lord, with the loss of this loved one. We just ask for your healing or your peace and your grace and comfort today for that family with the loss. And Lord, we lift up Janet to you, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that she is in your hands. And we pray for peace and grace for the Pence family today, as we're grateful that she is in your hands and she knows you, Lord. And we are thankful for that today. Lord, we lift up our country, our nation, everything that's going on right now, Lord. We just pray that you would grant peace and that you would grant stability, Lord, in all that has been happening on all sides. Lord, I just pray that your people, Lord, who are called by your name, will humble themselves and pray, and that we will turn from our ways that are not like your ways, O God, as you call us to do, and bring healing to our nation and to our world, Lord. And Lord, we do continue to lift up those, maybe those that have not been mentioned, Lord, people that we know that's been battling the virus and other things, Lord. And we lift up the others that have been mentioned today, not verbally, Lord, but I know about, that are not here today because of being sick. We lift them up and ask for your healing touch and grace for them. We continue to lift up our schools, Miami East and the other schools, and our teachers and the staff, Lord, in our area. Lord, we continue to lift up our shut-ins and our military men and women and service, Lord. Thank you for their service, God, and ask you continue to watch over them and keep them safe during this time. And God, we lift up families today. We lift up loved ones. We lift up married couples, Lord. Lord, we just lift up those that may be struggling during this time of some may be shut in together and different things. God, we just ask for your grace in all that's going on and all that we're facing during this time. And we thank you for these things. And we ask your blessing upon the rest of our service. God, may you speak to us through your word today and encourage our hearts and continue to use us to be a blessing. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you. Once again, for your faithfulness in giving, and we appreciate those that have been also mailing in their giving during this time. And so let's sing our doxology, and then we'll join together for our prayer of dedication. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him. Join together. How amazing are your works in our lives, O God. Transform our gifts that they may reflect your majesty and grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from our Old Testament lectionary reading, 1 Samuel this morning, 1 Samuel chapter 3, and we are going to be reading verses 1 through 11, and you can follow along on the PowerPoint there this morning. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The Lord's word was rare in that time, and visions weren't widely known. One day Eli, whose eyes had grown so weak he was unable to see, and was lying down in his room. God's lamp hadn't gone out yet, and Samuel was lying down in the Lord's temple, where God's chest was, or the ark. The Lord called to Samuel. I'm here, he said. Samuel hurried to Eli and said, I'm here, you called me? I didn't call you, Eli replied. Go lie down. So he did. Again, the Lord called Samuel. So Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, I'm here, you called me? I didn't call you, my son, Eli replied. Go and lie down. Now Samuel didn't yet know the Lord, and the Lord's word hadn't yet been revealed to him. A third time, the Lord called Samuel. He got up and went to Eli and said, I'm here, you called me. Then Eli realized that it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So Eli said to Samuel, go and lie down. If he calls you, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down where he had been. Then the Lord came and stood there, calling just as before, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel said, speak, your servant is listening. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight. Our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Late again, the third grade teacher sternly said to little Ranger, It isn't my fault, Miss Russell. You gotta blame my dad. The reason I'm 3 hours late is because my dad sleeps naked. Well, now, Miss Russell had thought that she couldn't understand what was going on, and so she asked Little Ranger to tell her what was going on. She said, "Are you full of mischief? What are you doing? What's going on?" "Well, you see, Miss Russell, out at the farm we got this low-down fox, and the last few nights he's done 8 6 hens. Last night when Daddy heard a noise in the chicken pen, he grabbed his double-barrel shotgun and said to Ma, 'The fox is back again. I'm going to get him this time.' So he ran out there. Well, Daddy was as naked as a jaybird. No boots, no pants, no shirt. And so he crawled under the hen house with his double-barrel gun, and he cooped down in there and was staring and waiting in the darkness to get that old fox. Well, without him knowing, hound dog Rip had gotten woken up when he heard Dad running out of the house. So he came up and sneaked up behind Daddy. Then, as we looked on, plumb helpless, old Rip knelt down and stuck his nose in Daddy's behind. 'Mrs. Russell, we've been cleaning chickens since 3 o'clock in the morning ever since.'" I guess nobody gets that one. I shared that like 4 or 5 years ago and everybody was laughing. You know why they were cleaning chickens? Because the shotgun went off multiple times after the... Okay. Oh, well. I want to talk to you this morning about being tuned in this morning. When asked why God only spoke to her, Joan of Arc reportedly said, "Sir, you're wrong. God speaks to everyone. I just listen." When Samuel was 11 or 12 years old, he was living with Eli, the local priest, as we shared. And as God kept calling out to Eli, or to Samuel, Eli finally realized, hey, the Lord is talking to you. So when it happened the third time, Samuel responds to the Lord, "Here am I, Lord. It's your servant. I'm listening." This story reminds me of the importance of being tuned in to God. So let me just say a couple things here. So if you want to listen to WLW, you got to tune in to 700, don't you? If you want to listen to WISO on the radio or K-Love, you got to tune in to 91.3 or 96.9. If you are younger and listen to iTunes or Spotify or iHeart on your phone or iPad or your computer, you got to have the app and you got to tune in so you can listen online to your music. How do we tune in to God? Well, I see three spiritual ingredients that I believe will help us this morning to tune in so that we can hear when God speaks. And it's from our reading today. So let's look at them here real quickly this morning. First of all, the way we tune in is consistent worship. Consistent worship. Notice what the author says here from 1 Samuel. Samuel was ministering to the Lord. Now what in the world does that mean? Well, it means that Samuel was involved with worship. And worship is the primary means that we tune in to God. Today and every day, it's always been that way, reading through all of Scripture. Even Jesus and His disciples would take time where they would sing hymns and they would pray, and Jesus would teach them. It's the way they worshiped in the Old Testament. If you happen to like to read through some of the passages in Scripture, you got to get through the first five chapters, I think, of First Chronicles with all of the beginnings there and through that. But when you get into the heart of First and Second Chronicles in the Old Testament, it gives this elaborate instructions about how God set apart people to lead the people of Israel in worship. And so Samuel ministering to the Lord means that ministering involved the daily worship practices of the priests and Levites. Let me share a few of those from Chronicles. Playing music. Did you know that the Levites, who were a priestly order, played music like Carla does? They played their musical instruments in the tabernacle, and then the people of God and the other Levites would worship the Lord. These, some of the other things they were involved with was singing and praising and thanking. And then we know that the priests would offer up the sacrifices to the Lord. And this was all done in the presence of God, as God came into the Holy of Holies and hovered or was enthroned over the ark. Now, why did they do all of that? Well, this is what they did to help them stay tuned to God. And it set the stage for them to be sensitive to hear God speak. Now, what does that say to us today? Here's what I believe it says. Weekly worship helps us tune in to God. That's how we learn. That's how we've learned probably through for centuries, all the way back. Why is that? Because Peter tells us in his first letter that we are a part of God's royal priesthood. We are kings and priests, or if you want to say queens and priests to God. And we too are involved with worship to God. It's not, so let me say it this way. It's not about us, although we often think this way, us coming and receiving when we come for church, but us coming and giving. Now, I'm not talking about giving in the offering. That's just one aspect. But giving to the Lord. When we sing, when we pray, when we give our thanks, we are giving to the Lord, or you might say, we are ministering to the Lord. Now, usually when we hear the word ministering, we think, oh, that's why we pay the minister. The minister does that for us. But that's not really what Scripture teaches. Scripture teaches that God gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip the saints so they could do the work of the ministry. So it's not just something that I do, but it's something that we all do. Martin Luther, long ago, said it's what we call the priesthood of the believers. All are called to be priests and minister to God and minister to one another. That's why you call one another and say, hey, how are you doing? I've been praying for you. That's ministering. Or when you pray for somebody and maybe you don't call them, that's ministering. All of these things, when you encourage somebody, it's all a part of ministering. And that is why God calls us to consistent worship. Why? Because worship leads us to God's presence, and God's presence leads us to hear God speak or impress or move upon us about doing something. So that leads me to my second point. Not only consistent worship, but another ingredient, if you know how when you make your whatever casserole or whatever, you put these certain ingredients together, The second ingredient, we might say then, is space for God's presence. So if worship leads us to God's presence, and then God's presence then eventually leads us to hearing God speak to us, then here we are and creating a space for God's presence. Notice what it says there. Not only was Samuel ministering to the Lord, but Samuel was in the tabernacle, or the temple, depending on which version you read, near the ark of God, or near the presence of God. Here's what I want you to get out of this. And here's how I want to say this. Everybody needs a special place that helps them to tune in to God. Samuel first heard God's voice in the tabernacle near the ark. It was a special place set aside by Israel in old times for God's presence, because that's where God says, I'm going to come and dwell. And we also need a special place. And so we might say, not only a special place, but we might even say that consistent place. Because that consistent place helps us to discern God's voice. Now you might be saying, okay, wait a minute, Jason. What are you talking about, a place or a space? What's going on there? Well, where do we usually go to experience God's presence? Well, church is one of them, isn't it? Or what we refer to as church. Yeah, church. But for some of you, it could be in your barn. For some of you, it could be in your garage. For some of you, it could be in your bathroom. For some of you, it could be out in the woods hiking. For some of you, like it does for me sometimes, is in the shower. The weird place to hear God's voice, but often I do. Maybe it's because I'm quiet. Or maybe your bedroom. Or, as Jesus said, if you read the old King James Version back on the Sermon on the Mount, where He said, go into your closet all alone and pray to the Father in secret, and then your Heavenly Father will reward you openly. Maybe that's a place you go to, wherever it is. And the interesting thing in our scripture reading today is that the language there implies that Samuel, it was regular for him to go into that place by the ark. That's something that should be true in our lives as well. Because that's where we find strength from God to get through what we're facing. So, consistent worship, a space for God's presence, and then the last thing, and I think this is the obvious thing, as I was sharing with the kids, a listening nature. Now, Jody sometimes reminds me that I need to be a better listener. And I'm sure we all have been there before. And notice what Eli said to Samuel, go lie down. And if he calls you, you will speak, or you will say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Here's what I want to say about that. A couple things here. First of all, being attentive helps us hear God speak. Eli helped Samuel develop a listening heart. I just read what Eli said to Samuel. In fact, if you read it carefully, Eli taught Samuel to be eager to hear God speak. When he told him what the voice speaks, say, speak, Lord. He taught Samuel to be humble. Because if we're going to receive anything from the Lord, guess what? We got to be willing to receive it. You know, if we think, I don't need God, I can make it and not have any trouble, then we're not going to hear God speak. Because over and over again in Scripture, God says what? If you seek me, you will find me. Over and over it says that in Scripture. So when we humble ourselves, then we can hear when He said, speak, Lord, your servant. That's the humble there. And then attentive is listening. So what does that all involve? Well, I think if you've ever read anything about spiritual practices and anything like that, you know, when maybe you read scripture, when you pray, when you read your devotions, you know, and talk to God. But then a lot of times one of the last things they say is to take time to listen. And here's what we want to do. We want to practice listening because that helps us receive the blessings of tuning in. We didn't read on, but if you were to continue to read on, guess what? God did speak to Samuel. And God began to direct Samuel. And from that day on, we are told, if you read through the rest of Samuel, how God directed and guided Samuel. Because he learned the voice of God. And it takes practice. And it just takes... Now, I'm not saying we're going to hear an audible voice. But what I'm saying is sometimes God may move something on our mind, where something comes to our mind at that moment. Or maybe we feel this impression. Maybe somebody's face comes into our mind, or somebody's name comes to us, and it moves us to want to go help or call or see how they're doing. All of those things is part of hearing God's voice. Back when the telegraph was first, or was the fastest method of long-distance communication, a young man applied for a job as a Morse code operator. When he arrived, he entered a large, busy office filled with a bunch of noise and clatter going on, including the sound of a telegraph going off in the background. A sign on the receptionist counter instructed the job applicants to come up, fill out a form, and wait until they were summoned to enter the inner office. The young man filled out his form and sat with seven other applicants. After a few minutes, that young man stood up, opened the door to the inner office, and walked right in. Well, naturally, all the other seven started to say, "Whoa, wait a minute, what's he doing? He didn't get called yet. Why is he getting up and going in there? He's going to be in trouble." Within a few minutes, however, the employer escorted the young man out of the office and said to the others, "Gentlemen, thank you for your time, but the job has just been filled." Well, the other applicants began grumbling. One said, "Wait a minute, I don't understand. He was the last person to come in and fill out his application, and we never even got a chance to get interviewed. Yet he got the job." The employer said, "I'm sorry, but all the time you've been sitting here, the telegraph has been ticking out in Morse code. If you understand this message, then come right in. The job is yours." None of you heard it or understood it. Let me tell you something. Our world is full of competing voices. And lots of noise and activity. Most people are so distracted and so busy, they miss God's still small voice speaking to them. In the midst of all that we're facing right now, with all the distractions and everything else going on, let's not forget the three ingredients that help us tune in. Consistent worship, a space for God's presence, and a listening nature. We might be surprised what happens if we do. Amen. Amen. Well, let's join together there, and we are going to sing our final chorus there. "In my life, be glorified." We're going to sing two verses of it there. And if you would like, you can stand together with us as we close out this morning. "In my life, Lord, be glorified. benediction, go into this world as the called of God.
We follow our Lord who leads us and paths of
May the power of the Holy Spirit and the peace, joy, and love of the Lord overshadow you this week. Amen.